RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I was calling actually to speak with Cameron, if he's around. Or...
Yeah, absolutely. You may ask who's calling.
Oh, yeah, it's John from Herrick's Jewelers.
Sure, John. Hold one moment, please.
RDI Diamond sales professionals are eager.
John, he is currently on the other line. I'd be happy to help you, or I can have him call you back, whatever you'd prefer.
Yeah, whatever you think. You could help me. I'm sure you could, you know, you'll tell him about it. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. All right, so this is what it is. So I had gotten a pair of 1.5 carats each, so 3 carat total, lab-grown diamond studs.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I have the number of that pair. See, I sold that pair, and now the customer wants to make 2 more pairs. So I was looking to get another 2 pairs.
Okay. So why don't we...
Of the same thing.
Yeah, let's see. What's the product ID number?
Okay. All right. So it's T293025.
Take a look. Okay, so we definitely will have something. We just don't probably have it under that particular ID number anymore. So
oh, really?
It's okay. If you just give me a quick moment, we might be able to.
Yeah.
I might not be able to get you an immediate answer.
That's okay. Like, yeah, I just, you know, I wanted the same quality as those. That's all I could say.
Okay.
It's the same customer, and he's making it now for 2 of his daughters, so he's got to get the same thing. So.
All right. And please correct me if I'm wrong. I may, you know what, I think you said P293025. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and I believe
yeah,
actually.
I wrote it wrong, but I think that's.
Yeah, now, that 3 is supposed to be an 8.
Oh, okay.
So
now,
let me try it now.
I wonder if I could find that. Wait a second.
Oh, I already found your ticket.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Ah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you figured it out. What was it, 1.5 carats?
Yeah. No, you're right. 3 carat total weight. They were set in 3 prong martini settings. So that was what I was looking for, to be honest with you. So now what we'll do, again, the reference number doesn't always mean that, you know, sometimes we get them from different suppliers, whatever the case may be. So
yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So now we'll just find them. Bear with me. Okay, 3 carat, 3 prong setting. Yeah, and oddly, they've dropped just a little bit in price, so you'll be happy with that. So 3-carat white gold, 14-carat white gold in 3-prong martini settings. They should be the same that you're sharing with me. They are now $700 per set.
Oh, great. That's great. All right, that's fine.
So,
right. You know what? I want to ask you one thing, though. What was your first name again?
My name is Mick, M-I-C-K.
Oh, Mick. M-I-C-K, okay. Yeah, Nick, I wanted to ask you one thing.
Sure.
I just realized it now. You know, he wants to change the mountings. Like, we didn't use the mounting list because he wanted to put them in, like, lever-back settings. You know,
okay.
A little different.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, how do we do that? I mean, can you sell them to
I don't,
without this? Don't.
I know what you're going to ask me, and honestly, no, you get my regular clients ask me kind of things like these all the time. Because we buy them in such quantity, you're getting a better price than if you went and tried to find 4 carat and a halves that match. You're not saving anything. So you, believe it or not, you're better off just grabbing them and then having either a pair of findings to have or melt them down and get the cost of gold. You'll be set either way.
Okay. Yeah. No. I got it. Yeah. I agree with you. Okay. Let's do it that way then. Yeah. Then
absolutely.
Let's keep it the way it is. Yep.
So, and if I may, I just need to. I should be able to get this taken care of. You're familiar with the open invoice that's out there for you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I know. We said we were buying some pieces.
Yep.
And that's what you're talking about, like 4 or 5 pieces.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, my bookkeeper. We told her, you know, we want. You know, we're taking these. You know.
Sure.
to pay. So I'm sure she's going to pay any day. Or this week, I could. Wait, let me just see. Man.
I never hold anyone hostage. I just when if I see something written in red, especially this time of year, we are all juggling so much so quickly.
I agree.
I bring it to everybody's attention, and then what you do with it, that's between you and Cameron. I just like to remind people that you know the invoices due, but this isn't the problem. We'll have both sets to you. Do you prefer an AM delivery or a standard overnight delivery?
Oh, standard overnight. Let me see. So standard overnight would be tomorrow. I'd still get them tomorrow, but it'll be later in the afternoon.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, that's
perfect.
Fine. Yeah, that's perfect.
All right, John.
That's great.
And then the only – again, I'm going to try to help both you and Cameron out at the same time if he hasn't shared this with you.
Thank you.
This time of year, we extend our hours, so today and tomorrow we'll be shipping up till 6 o'clock. If you order anything tomorrow, we will actually send it for free delivery for Saturday this time of year.
Oh, great. Okay, good to know. Yeah.
And also know we're all working on Saturday, and we're shipping up till 5 o'clock on Saturday for Monday's delivery as well.
Oh, okay, good. Good to know.
Right.
Yeah, and Cameron probably told us that. Yep, but it's good that you remind me. Yeah, definitely.
Perfect.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. John, you'll have these tomorrow.
All right, Nick. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.